I'm Marco Werman with The World. For all the talk about the Zika virus and its connection with microcephaly, one thing is missing: definitive proof of a link between the two. Scientists need time for something like that. In a moment, we'll hear just what researchers in Brazil are doing to see if there is indeed a link. But first, a closer look at the numbers of babies born with microcephaly in Brazil, and news that those numbers may be going down. Will Carlos is with our Global Post team. He traveled to Recife in Brazil's northeast, which is the epicenter of the outbreak, and he was surprised by what doctors there told him.
So I came up here to really kind of see this crisis with my own eyes and get into the hospitals here and talk to doctors. And the first thing that I found really interesting was when I started talking to doctors at one of the main hospitals where these children with microcephaly are being referred, they told me, hey, you know, this actually kind of peaked a few weeks ago and has since gone down significantly. I did not know that. I mean, prior to coming here, I think, along with most people out there, believe that this was a crisis that was just kind of getting bigger and bigger. And certainly the numbers in Pernambuco, where I am, which is considered really the epicenter of this whole thing, show that this really saw a peak several weeks ago, back in November, a couple of months ago, and has since dropped off significantly.
So the attitude of those doctors you met at the hospital, they were very much like, the crisis is actually passed. Did they go that far?
They didn't go that far. They said, in fact, they were the opposite. They said, hey, look, just because we saw a spike a little while ago and that's gone down doesn't mean that this crisis has gone away. In fact, a lady that I just talked to, an expert on this, said that the spike could very well be because that spike came a few months after spike in mosquitoes in this part of the world. You have a wet season here in which there's a lot of mosquitoes, a lot of people get infected with diseases like Zika, and a few months later, there are complications in pregnancy. So she's worried that there could be another spike later on this year, sort of a few months after the rainy season when everybody's getting infected with Zika, with other diseases, which is right now in Recife.
So there was this increase in numbers and then a sudden drop. Apparently, the doctors told you that there were a lot of false positives. What threw the doctors off?
Exactly. So I think, you know, hindsight's 20/20. And I think as we go back and we start looking through these numbers, so what the doctors told me was in October 2015, the government put out this bulletin basically saying, we really need you to tell us when a child comes in or when a mother who's pregnant comes in and the baby is showing signs of microcephaly. Right after that, the numbers really spiked up. So I think in November, there were more than 190 cases in 1 week in November. In this last week, there are only 34 cases. So that shows this real buildup and then this kind of just as steep a drop off as well.
Right. So a lot of fuzziness in the data, Will, that scientists now are trying to sharpen up. How can we trust any data about the number of microcephaly cases?
Well, I think they're getting better at it. I think that the data that we need to trust is the sort of the subset. It's the confirmed cases of microcephaly. And then within that, there's another subset, which is the confirmed cases of microcephaly that have actually been linked to the Zika virus, where we know that the mother had Zika. There are a lot of very smart people trying to figure this out right now. There's a lot of people trying to really solidify this link between Zika and microcephaly. And I think in the coming days or even in the next week, I think we're going to see them kind of pull the trigger and say, we can say definitively that there is a link between these two things. But at the end of the day, we do need to be very careful about just how big this problem is and just how much it's spreading. And that's where the sort of fuzziness, sort of studying that fuzziness and being careful with it becomes important.
Will Carlos there with our Global Post team.